10. Was the Buddha ever slandered by others? The Buddha was slandered as mentioned above, and he is slandered even now. To those who believe in him, he is a deity, a noble person, or a Buddha. To those who do not believe in him, he is a demon, a sinner, or a charlatan. It is inevitable that there will be slanderous remarks from those who do not believe. During the time of the Buddha, there were many who would criticize the Buddha when someone close to them left the household life to join the Sangha. They would say, "You took our sons and daughters away from us," or "You took my husband or wife away and broke up my family." They would say that Buddha had no regard for families, parents, spouses, and children. These types of remarks were inescapable, especially when Buddhism began to take root and Buddhist followers multiplied in numbers at the expense of other religious traditions. There were ill feelings among those of other traditions. A follower of another teacher once hired a prostitute to make a false accusation against the Buddha. While the Buddha was teaching, she stood up with her stomach protruding and shouted at him, "Sakyamuni, you may teach the Dharma well, but what are you going to do about your baby that I'm carrying?" Was the Buddha the father of this child? This caused quite a stir in the audience. How would the Buddha respond? The Buddha did not say a word. Among his disciples, Madhgalayana was the foremost in supernatural powers. Through his heavenly vision, he was able to see that the protruding stomach of the woman was nothing more than a basin tied to her waist. Then, using his telekinesis, Madhgalayana severed the ropes holding the basin and it dropped to the ground. The Buddha never responded to the woman and continued to teach the Dharma. The Buddha taught the Dharma for 49 years and gave over 300 Dharma talks. In his life, he endured many hardships to bring us the truth. As sentient beings, we are deeply indebted to the Buddha. In Buddhism, the symbol of a lotus is commonly used, for although the lotus is pure and beautiful, it grows in filthy, muddy waters. In this world, how can there be light without darkness? How can we see the beauty of virtue without the ugliness of vice? Without mud and dirt, how can the pure lotus bloom?